are about to hear another episode of The Deerslayer, dramatized and directed by Charles Frederick Lindsley.
Deerslayer has finally bought the freedom of Hurry Harry and old Tom Hutter by giving Rivenoak, the Indian chief, four small white ivory elephants. The two former captives are back on Hutter's houseboat with Deerslayer, Chingachgook, Judith, and Hetty. Deerslayer and Chingachgook have both come to the lake with the express purpose of rescuing from the Iroquois Chingachgook's betrothed, Wah-ta-wa, or Hist. Hist has sent word to her lover by Hetty that she will be waiting at a certain point just as the North Star makes its appearance. As this episode opens, Deerslayer and the Delaware chief are on the lake, heading for the designated point of meeting. They realize that their mission is a hazardous one and are proceeding with great caution.
This is our first warpath, Chingachgook. But I hope we can bring Hist off with us without a fight with the Iroquois.
Big Sarpon want Hist. Also, Mingo scalp.
Well, I can't argue against your redskin, Nader. But I shall not fire my rifle or use my knife except in self-defense.
Night, much dark.
It's so dark, I'm afraid we'll not have that star to help us. Do you think you can tell the time without it? We ought to arrive exactly at the moment.
Time now for star. Tree close.
You take the canoe in the bank. I'll mind my rifle as we be paddling for an ambush.
Look. Star show from cloud. Time come, we find Hist.
Pull in, then we'll look around. But be on your guard. Let's stop right here a moment, Chief. If Hist has been waiting for us, she'll make herself known.
Hist not come. Big Sarpon go Mingo camp. Steal when Mingo sleep.
Don't forget, she may not be able to slip off here. The Mingos know now you have come to the lake, and they'll try to keep the gal out of sight.
Hist be here. Star shine.
Are you sure that this is the right place?
Sarpon, sure. See star over big pine.
Look, Chief. See that fire? Do you know what that means? The varmints have moved their camp around to this point. I'll wager your sweetheart is under guard this minute.
Sarpon go Iroquois camp.
Wait a minute, Delaware. There's no cunning in that. This is a tricky matter. We have to go with caution. Those voices are on the other side of the point in that little bay. The thing for us to do is to slip around where we can do a little reconnoitering.
Deerslayer, go. Chingachgook, wait here for Wah-ta-wa. You go by self.
She'll not come here, Sarpent. You come with me, and I'll show you your gal right in the middle of the Iroquois camp. They are, Sarpent. They have a good fire going. If we get in close, we can find out what's in their minds.
Not many warrior in camp.
They're not all here. But there's Rivenoak and about a dozen of the varmints.
What do?
Don't you see? They're admiring those little elephants, the beasts with two tails.
Squaw look happy.
Yes, they're feeling good about something. All except that old hag sitting off there by herself. What's wrong with her?
Listen. What old squaw say?
I can't understand. It was a command of some kind, I think. Look.
Wah-ta-wa.
Command yourself, Chief. Command yourself. It is the girl. But don't move. Don't you see? The old hag is Hist's bodyguard. I told you she'd be watched.
Move close. Big pine. Sarpon call. Wah, understand.
Don't even chirp up like a squirrel. Just watch.
Must act quick. Once Wah go too hot for night, can't escape, old squaw.
Uma! Uma!
Rivenoak is calling to the witch. What did he say, serpent?
Tell old squaw, go spring water.
And she's taking her charge along. Where is the spring?
Not know.
Let's hope it's this way. If it is, we have a chance.
Squaw, come this way.
Good, good. Now listen, chief. The canoe is 20 yards down this bank. Those braves are 50 yards from us. We've got to take a chance. When Hist and her old woman come by, I'll take care of the squaw. You take Hist to the canoe. I'll join you if I can. If not... Shh. Here they come. Now, as soon as I grab her, call Hist and get away.
Big serpent, come!
Stop it, you wretch. You're not dead. You'll have your voice back in a minute.
Servant! Servant!
Here, canoe! Jump quick, Mingo! Come!
Take my rifle while I shovel. We'll get to the castle in a moment.
Watch! Mingo, jump!
Off you go, chief! Quick! I'll fight my way out! Let up, you devils! I'm no match for you. I'm your captive. Let up! Let up!
Rivenoak, here I am, trussed up like a fowl. But you're short one Delaware gal, and I guess you'll never see her again.
Paleface friend, welcome, much welcome. Iroquois keep fire, him dry, white man's clothes.
I thank you, Mingo. Thank you for your welcome and your fire.
Paleface name Hawkeye, eh?
One of your braves gave me the name of Hawkeye. I suppose on account of a quick and certain aim when he was lying with his head in my lap before his spirit started for the happy hunting grounds.
Good name, Hawkeye. He sure him blow. Hawkeye him no woman. Why him live with Delaware Indian?
Providence placed me among the Delawares when I was young.
Iroquois redskin like Delaware. Hawkeye more Iroquois than woman. All Delaware ask.
If you wish to get anything out of me, speak plainer. Because bargains can't be made tongue-tied.
Good. Hawkeye, he no got forked tongue. Paleface, no muskrat?
You mean Tom Hutter, I guess. Yes, I know him. I've been living on his castle in the lake.
Muskrat, him no white, him no red. No beast, no fish. Muskrat, him water snake. Him always... look, you're on scalp.
Yes, I must say that's true. But that's not my method. I take no scalps... and have fought you only in self-defense. Do you understand that?
Rivenoak understand. Hawkeye stout heart. Him no water snake. Rivenoak have plan.
All right, tell it.
Hawkeye, go back muskrat house. Tell old muskrat him escape from Iroquois.
What then?
When muskrat him eye in fog, Hawkeye him open door for Rivenoak.
Oh, I see. I go back to the castle and tell old Tom I have escaped. Huh? I put him off his guard. Then you slip off in the middle of the night and I let you in. Huh? What then?
Iroquois come take scalp. Hawkeye take all rest.
Well, Rivenoak, this is plain English. And I must say your plan outdeviled even Mingo deviltry.
No, Paleface, go.
It'll be easy to go back and tell how I escaped from you. And gain some credit, too, by the exploit.
Good, good.
I see. When inside the house and eating the muskrat's bread and talking with his pretty daughters, I could put his eyes in such a fog he couldn't see the door.
Good, Hawkeye, good, Huron. Blood not more than half white.
You're mistaken there, Mingo. You're mistaken as much as if you mistook a wolf for a catamount. I'm white in blood, heart, nature, and gifts. What about this plan? When old Hutter's eyes are well befogged, and Hurry-Harry, the great pine as you term him, is dreaming of anything but mischief, all I have to do is to set a torch somewhere in sight for a signal, open the door, and let in the Hurons to knock them all on the head.
Brother Wright, he cannot be white. He worthy to be great chief with Hurons.
Now listen, Mingo, and hear a few honest words from an honest man. I'm a Christian born, and as long as earth lasts, I'll never lend myself to such wickedness. To do such would make me an outcast and vagabond. No upright pale face would do what you wish. And no upright Delaware either. With a Mingo, it may be different.
No, I despise your offer. I'll not do it.
Ah, Ukabaka Mingo Po! Pale face, him love muskrat?
No.
Love muskrat daughter. Wild Rose, sweet for bosom of white brother.
Wild Rose? You mean Judith, I guess. Her beauty has traveled the wilderness, I see. Well, she's comely enough. But my love is in the woods and on the trail of the buck.
Why my brother come here to lick, if not him come see Wild Rose? Hawkeye come here cause of little string held by girl?
I did come because of a string held by a girl. But the other end was not fastened to my heart. The string you mean is fast to the heart of a great Delaware, Chingachgook by name, or Great Serpent. He come here led by a string, and I follow.
String him got two ends?
Yes, and the other end is fast to the heart of a Mohican maiden, who was here close to the fire half an hour ago. You know what I mean. Watawa, the Delaware girl you stole from her people. She is now in the castle with the man who's going to be her husband.
Kill my squaw! Bring back the scalp dry and wigwam!
What's your name, warrior? You seem somewhat excited about something.
Me, Kedema! Watawa, mine! You bring me back!
Oh, I think I recognize you now. You're the farmer that just jumped on my back and kept me from pushing off with my friend. Your leap is long, Catamount.
Pale-faced, steel Catamount, squaw, dog, skunk, toad, spider, yandy!
Pull out that knife, savage. I stole nothing. Your wife, as you call her, will never be the wife of a Mingo. Her mind is in the cabin of a Delaware, and her body has gone to find it. Catamount is active, I know, but your legs can't keep pace with a woman's wishes.
Big sopping dog, keep in water, afraid to stand on hard earth. Pig! Woodchuck! It's hard!
Oh, Hawkeye make great mistake. Steal Catamount squaw! Refuse to help Rivenoak get Muskrat house!
That last I certainly do. What's your next move, Chief?
Peel face him must stand at stake!
God has put me in your hands, Mingo. And I know you will act your will on me. I'll not boast what I can do under torment. But go ahead. Build up your fire. Look at your knives. Make your infernal racket. You'll never take Muskrat Castle with my help.